Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus. We welcome you to the continued study and the conclusive messages of this week upon the great study of the character of the world in the book of Exodus and the final plague which we are now considering in chapter 12 of the book of Exodus, the death of every firstborn in the land of Egypt. God's final judgment upon the kingdom of the Pharaoh and the land of the Egyptians. We have already noted the great fact that the world, as Egypt long ago was universally condemned, so is the whole world. Oh, my beloved, may I remind you that God's judgment certainly is overshadowing this world because of its sinfulness. And all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we have noted very carefully and emphatically that the inevitable wages that we deserve is eternal death. My sinner friend who is unsaved and listening to these messages, I plead with you to recognize the danger that your soul is in. Danger from an eternal pit. The danger that faces every lost soul is an eternal one. In its character and duration, it will last forever. For it is a separation from a holy God that you will know and feel through the never-ending ages of eternity. We speak in the gospel of God's grace that everyone who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ is the recipient of eternal life. And I quote some words that verify my statement. He that believeth on the Son shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, said the Lord Jesus. And this is the truth. God gives eternal life to all who believe upon his Son. But on the other hand, there is spoken of in the word of God everlasting destruction. Everlasting punishment, everlasting fire. And may I say, just as the life that is eternal, belonging to those who are saved, will be forever, so will the sentence and the judgment and the destruction and the torment that will be the portion of the lost be just as eternal in its duration. I cannot emphasize too greatly, heaven is eternal. May I also declare, hell is eternal. And the portion of the lost, the portion of the souls who die without a Savior, will be found to be of an eternal character, eternal punishment, eternal fire, eternal death, eternal destruction. You cannot say one is eternal and the other is not. That would be contrary to the very words the Spirit of God uses in the Holy Scriptures. Now, when we think of that great judgment that the world is under Satan, let us be reminded, the world cannot help you nor help me and protect us and deliver us from that sentence. May I ask you, my friend, may I ask you carefully, consider with me, can you deliver yourself from that judgment? Can I deliver you from that judgment? Can any man deliver you or me from that judgment? Not a soul upon the earth. And as one has said in the book of the Psalms, they that trust in their wealth and in their riches, they cannot by any means redeem their brother or get to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is costly. My beloved, I want to point out to you, you never find a person on the earth that can save you from hell, that can save me from hell. Just as long ago, and let me remind you, as we have studied the book of Exodus, we have pointed out some of the gods of Egypt in detail. We have mentioned at the opening of the messages of this week that one of the greatest symbols of Egyptian worship and pantheism was when you entered and went past through every temple entrance. And every temple in Egypt, every worshipper passed under the shadowing wings of a serpent that was engraved over the doorway. And in that serpent, a disc of the sun graven over every entrance. This was the great symbol of Egyptian dominion, protection. And they trusted under the wings of a serpent. My beloved, let me ask you. How strange but true. Instead of worshipping the true God, they worship the one who is the symbol of Satan, the serpent itself. And the doors of the Egyptian temples and the palaces of the pharaohs were marked by the shadowing wings of the serpent and the disc of the sun over every entrance. And upon the side posts, they had engraven upon them the very achievements of their great conquerors and the beneficent gods to whom they ascribed their victories. The whole thing was a symbol of the world dominion that they believed they possessed. My beloved, I want to tell you frankly, you cannot name anything nor anyone in the world that can deliver you and me from the judgment our sins deserve. Now, in our story in the 12th chapter of the book of Exodus, climaxing this study, we have one of the greatest redemptive illustrations of how God can save you and me from the judgment of sin which we deserve. And it is the Passover lamb, which we have already mentioned. Now, I want you to know what God said to Moses, how he commanded the people of Israel. Let me read verse 3 through verse 5. "Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take of it, according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats." Now, this was God's provision to deliver his people Israel from that devastating conclusive judgment when the angel of death would pass over the whole land. The Passover lamb, the Paschal lamb, was God's chosen method of deliverance. Now, let's make the New Testament truth parallel what we are singing here. Did you never hear or read the words of John the Baptist? When in John chapter 1 and verse 29, John the Baptist looked at the Lord Jesus, and he pointed to that blessed man before him, and told others to take a look at him, and then said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." For the Passover lamb in the land of Egypt long ago is but a blessed type of that lamb whom John the Baptist said is the Lamb and the Lamb of God who has come to take away, to bear away the sin of the world. My beloved, may I say, as you have it in the story of Egypt, long ago God's thoughts are revealed that redemption for a sinner, redemption for the lost soul, is only through a lamb. That lamb, thank God, is a picture of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my beloved radio friend, may I remind you what God writes in his word? Peter writes of it in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19 and on. He says these words. Virtually, I quote them. "Ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world." Beloved, let me dwell upon the fact. Before the world was ever founded, now, this is beyond my human comprehension, but it's not beyond my appropriation of the fact by faith. Before the foundation of the universe, God foreordained in his eternal purposes his beloved Son would be the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. For in the foreknowledge of God, God in his great eternal knowledge foresaw where you and I would be, what you and I would be, how you and I would need a salvation and a redeemer. And thank God, again I repeat, it is beyond my mental comprehension. But I read it in the Word of the Living God, that the Lamb that was chosen to redeem me and to redeem you was chosen by God before the foundation of the world. My beloved radio friend, this is a stupendous fact. This is an overwhelming fact. But I want you to realize this. God foreknew that you and I would need a Savior. God foreknew that sin would come into the human race and Satan would take over the dominion of this world. But let us worship with adoration. We have a God who in his foreknowledge and in his foreknowledge has provided a Redeemer for us who came to the earth, the chosen Lamb of God. Beloved, you'll not find another. The only one who is God's Lamb. In the land of Egypt, he was a lamb for a family. But in John chapter 1 and verse 29, the words of John the Baptist declared, it is a lamb for the world. My beloved friend, you're in that world. You're part of the world. You're one of the many that are in it. I want you to know, our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us out of this present evil world because he is the Lamb of God. May God bring it home to your heart. Father, grant someone will appropriate thy precious Lamb, the Son of God, today. In Jesus' name, amen.